Welcome back to Project Independence in You. We're here with Jerry Peretzman and
Good morning again.
Bergnikoff, who is the, well, you went through your title before and it took up about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're at Winthrop, you're a non-invasive cardiologist, and you've got, you oversee a lot of different departments. When we went to break, we were talking about women's symptoms and the history of, I guess, heart disease and when it starts. So if you want it, we can just get back to that and talk a little bit more about, you know, when you're in an emergency situation, we're calling 911. Chest pain means 911, regardless if you're not really sure what's going on.
Right. So, you know, I think I would prefer to kind of make a turn away from that, because that's the acute process, and we've spoken about it.
You want to talk about
heart
prevention.
Health?
But let's talk about,
all right,
let's talk
good.
About heart
yeah.
health.
Sounds
and,
good.
And then I would say I would go back again to that issue about that heart disease starts early in life with the earliest manifestations. And it's also a dynamic process, and we think the end part of that process is inflammation. That many mm-hmm. years ago, we used to think that blood vessels were just conduits, like, you know, plumbing supply. But it's not. It's actually, it has tissue and a cellular lining that is very, very active, that expresses proteins that control and influence that milieu that mm-hmm. we talked about,
right.
that decides whether or not you are going to be vasospastic and having the arteries go into spasm, whether or not platelet, if that environment is sticky or not sticky. And early on in life, as we progress through our 20s and 30s and 40s, there are things that we can do that make that environment, that milieu, healthier for you going forward. And I'll give you my other anecdote is that we were made to be hunters and gatherers. We weren't meant to be sedentary. And there's a lot of benefit to that. You know, it wasn't that God didn't make us to go to the store and pick up your eggs and milk. We were actually out there utilizing calories to capture, to then have the calories for consumption. It wasn't
right.
just all on the consumption edge. So the most important things that people can do is to be physically active throughout their lives. There isn't anything better than walking. You can't say enough about stay active, do your athletic activities, find the time in your busy schedule to be doing the American Heart Association recommends as part of a heart healthy diet and environment, a half an hour at least 5 to 6 times a week of something aerobic, and 2 times a week of doing something that is weight-related activity, some sort of lifting. The benefit of lifting is that, and it doesn't have to be heavy weights, it could be a lot of repetitions mm-hmm. with low weights, is that the caloric output of that activity doesn't end when you do that activity. So aerobic activity, caloric activity, or consumption requirements ends with the activity. Weightlifting and muscle-related activities like that go on for several hours past it, so you are actually utilizing and asking the body for more calories to recover from those activities.
Right.
So the Heart Association recommends 5 to 6 times of something aerobic and 2 times of some sort of weightlifting activity.
Right. You know, we're an aging in place initiative, so we have a lot of seniors. Some of the programs that we offer are fitness classes, and a lot of people who are 60 and over, I mean 70 and over, are actually doing fitness for their first time. Are you ever too old to start?
Never. You can be an octogenarian, and you should be out there doing whatever you can. And I think that is actually another interesting point, which again goes to just health in general.
Right.
So I was athletic when I grew up, and I always talk about a center point of balance that you have, and that as you get older, that mm-hmm. center point becomes narrower and narrower, and you can't compensate and move off that center point. So when you're in the weather is bad and you slip, the older you get, you can't recover. When you're younger, you know how you kind of
yeah.
do those kind of duck maneuvers and catch yourself?
Sure.
Well, when you get older, you can never find that spot again
mm-hmm.
because you're so much stiffer and you don't have that kind of joint mobility
right.
to compensate. So the other thing that I say, and I think fitness classes are a great thing, is you have to stretch. You have to do the joint mobility activities. You have to maintain good range of motion in your joints so that you can compensate for those things. My wife runs a yoga studio. And so I'm a big believer that that activity is really important. Muscle strength, stretching your muscles out, having range of motion mm-hmm. in your joints, not just for heart health, but health in general. And the reason's that important is because we see so many people in these months when you break your hip and you're 80 years old, your body doesn't compensate to the same way because your organ systems don't compensate as well.
Right.
So once you have an injury, it's harder to recover.
Right.
So even heart health starts with all those other activities to prevent those things from happening. So the more someone, as you get older, can participate in activities, you know, you see the Chinese people doing Tai Chi.
We do Tai Chi at the town. We offer fitness classes for our seniors and yoga. We do restorative yoga and chair yoga and all kinds of programs like that.
I believe there's nothing better. You know, I'm trying to create a program where we do walking classes at some of the gardens around Nassau County with doctors.
Right.
Just so people can walk with us, maintain their activity levels, but also be with a doctor and have some of their questions answered.
Right.
But all those classes, Tai Chi, yoga, any type of fitness, swimming classes, the more you engage, the better you are.
You should call the town about that. We have a lot of beautiful parks, I mean, all throughout the town of North Hempstead. So
yeah, I'm actually kind of looking to write some grants
to maybe
create a fruit and vegetable garden. When
oh,
I was
excellent.
In Chicago, I created a program called Bring Your Heart to the Gardens, which was the first public heart-healthy program at a public garden in the United States. It was at the Chicago Botanical Gardens, and we did cooking classes with famous chefs where people would get the recipes. We would do walking classes after the cooking classes, and then in the midweek we would do walking classes as well and do some things that were meditative.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'd like to make a point that all of the PI, Project Independent, classes are free, as I understand it.
Yes, they are.
I mean, no charge to participate, period. I mean, take advantage of what we're offering.
All you have to do, if you live in the town and you want to try, one of these classes, you just have to be 60 or over, be a resident of the town, and call 311 to register. We have classes every day of the week at different sites throughout the town. We do fitness, yoga, Tai Chi, Zumba, and line dancing now.
There isn't anything better. I'll give you another thing that's really healthy, which is heart healthy and a great exercise. When the weather is nice, go into the shallow part of the pool and just walk in the pool.
Oh,
it's walking against somewhat of a resistance. You get 2 to 3 times the energy expenditure for the same amount of walking, and it's a great, great exercise. And it's also somewhat buoyant, so it doesn't really influence or hurt your joints as much.
And a fall won't
be as dangerous.
No. Right, right.
So, you know, waist-high walking is a great thing for you to do.
Right. I mean, we do recommend, too, that if somebody is starting a fitness class, maybe someone who's never done it, especially if they're a little bit older, that they should check with their physician first and just make sure that the class is appropriate, you know, the level of the class.
Absolutely. Seeing someone, a physician, to get the okay is a great thing to do. The last time I was here, I talked about this also, is that as you get older and these activities that we're talking about, the more you engage the community, the more you can be less depressed, the more you are less sedentary, the more you continue to participate in the world, the better off you are, no matter what the circumstances. And volunteerism is a great thing. At the hospital, if people want to come, there's so many things people could do at the public libraries, in the schools. Anything you can do to continue to feel as though you're making worthwhile contributions is important to health in general, but heart health also. So, you know, I have that holistic attitude.
Absolutely.
You need to continue to engage the world.
Right. Isolation is not.
It's the worst thing. Everything you ever see is for any disease process. If you're isolated, if you don't have social contacts or relationships, the outcomes are always significantly worse.
Right. And in the town, we have a lot of transportation programs that can help seniors get to their doctors, because we live in North Hempstead. There's a lot of doctors. There's a lot of, you know, physical therapy, hospitals. So we have a medical transportation program. But we also have a bus program that brings seniors to a senior center where they can also take classes, fitness classes and things like that. And the 311, seniors can call about any program or services within the town. But, you know, we definitely stay in touch with the seniors that we know are isolated.
So I didn't know about the 311, but I will take that to the office.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And give some of my patients, that information, and hopefully that'll help some of them.
You know, what's interesting is that the objective of Project Independence is to keep people in their homes. But really what we're trying to do is make it the home base, but get out and do things.
Absolutely.
Aging in place, you know.
Yeah, right.
You want to live in your own home.
Just don't stay at home.
Right.
Sitting in a chair all day.
Right. No.
It's good for your mental health. Good for your physical health to get out and be part of the community.
Being part of the community is really what aging in place is about. Yeah. You want to stay in the home. You've been there. You don't want to, you know. You want to be able to live there safely, and the programs within the town can help you do that.
Well, I want to be the patriarch of my family, and I want my children to continue to support me as I get older. And I guess that's another area that you can reflect on, that, you know, putting people into a home, as in a nursing home, is not necessarily in that older person, as they get older, in their best interests.
No.
That the more family contact you have, the more the children are responsive and part of their care, the more you engage your parents as they age, it's a better outcome for people.
Yeah.
And yes, if you can stay in your house as long as you can, and your family is still committed to you, and you can still engage the community, then you're still having, you know, fruitful events in your life.
We have a program called Circle of Support, which helps everybody make their own individual plan, the senior, and you engage your family and make them part of it, and it turns out they want to be more part of it. They don't really know how to do it. But time is up with Dr. Gubernikoff from Winthrop, and thank you so much for all this information. I hope you'll come back really soon.
My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, and we will be right back.